On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Good morning, Fabian. Are you with me?
I am. How are you, Sarah?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm in the driver's chair, which is a bit unwise of the station, really, but we'll see what happens.
Sounds like it's in fine hands.
How are you? Is it, well, what time is it where you are? Forgive my ignorance. I should know these things.
It's 10:30 in the morning. We're currently 3 hours ahead yesterday.
3 hours ahead yesterday. So what does that mean for you? What are you doing round about now?
Oh, I'm just pottering around the place. I had a slow start this morning. I went to a podcast taping last night. I'm totally obsessed with this podcast called Watch What Crappens.
Oh my God, and, what is Watch What Crappens?
It's going to sound bad when I tell you, but they recap Bravo reality shows like Vanderpump Rules and Top Chef and stuff. And it's these two guys, and it's so funny.
That doesn't sound
and
bad at all.
They did a live recording at the Improv here, which is just down the road from my house. And it was a very, very fun night. I recommend anyone who likes making fun of reality TV should check out Watch What Crappens. It's a very, very funny podcast.
That's a ringing endorsement.
But yeah,
I don't know how many Bravo shows we get here. I think we get a fair few now that we have, I think we have Duke and a few other things that import Bravo shows.
Well, there's a Bravo channel in New Zealand now. It's taken over the old TV4 slot.
A shame.
It's even free to air.
God damn.
But they don't just play what they play in America. It's programmed in New Zealand, so it's a bunch of Bravo stuff and a bunch of other stuff. I discovered them when they were doing recaps of The Real Housewives of Auckland when it played.
Seriously?
There. And they got really into that. Yeah. And
lots of making fun of our accent, etc.
A little bit, yeah. they're quite good impressions of our accent, I must admit.
That's a rare thing. Yeah. It's a skill.
Yeah, it is. It is. But anyway, movies this week.
Movies in there.
Slightly more substantial form of entertainment. Phantom Thread is the new Paul Thomas Anderson film. And
have you seen it?
This guy, yes.
I have too.
Pretty amazing, right?
Yeah. It's a weird one, but I mean, that's Paul Thomas Anderson, right? But I really enjoyed it. How about yourself?
Yeah, I enjoyed it too, and you're right, it's a weird one. I'm still kind of mulling it over. I'm still not sure exactly what I was supposed to feel while watching it, but I felt a lot. It's a film set in 1950s London. Daniel Day-Lewis plays a dressmaker of quite some regard, and he's sort of a bit of a petulant man-child who serves his creativity over all other ends. And as the film begins, he's kind of growing tired of his latest girlfriend who lives with him and his sister. And then he meets this new young woman and brings her into his life. And she's a bit more headstrong maybe than he's used to, challenges his routine a little bit. Paul Thomas Anderson, I think, is arguably the most substantial American filmmaker working today. He puts so much thought into his movies, and he never does what you think he's going to do.
Yeah,
there's something quite unpredictable about Phantom Thread. You're sort of so in his hands, and you're just not sure where it's going to go. But they're very confident hands, and so I was willing to go anywhere with him. Daniel Day-Lewis using his own accent for the first time in a while. He said
that
this is his final performance.
Oh, yes. But do we believe him?
But, I mean, people say they're retiring all the time now. It means nothing.
Yeah.
It's like when a rapper says they retire.
The band's getting back together. Cool.
Yeah, it's the last Eagles concert or whatever. nothing means anything. But if he does go out on this one, pretty amazing performance to go out on, I think, in that it's not a big shouty, screamy, there will be blood performance.
No, not at all.
It's kind of this small, measured, but very powerful, but kind of focused and delicate in the performance. And Vicky Krieps, who plays the young woman, is pretty amazing.
She was amazing.
And Leslie Manville, who's used to show up in lots of Mike Lee films. She was particularly amazing a couple of years ago in a film called Another Year. She plays the sister and is pretty amazing too. I kind of still don't know quite what to make of Phantom Thread. I know I liked it. I know it's worth seeing, but I haven't kind of settled completely. I saw it about a week ago now. And do you know what I mean? It's kind of inscrutable on a certain level.
But it definitely stays with you, and not in a necessarily annoying way. Like, you enjoy thinking about it and mulling over the potential reasons for certain things happening. We have described it in a way that may be kind of eye-rolly. It's not just a kind of bachelor playboy finds a woman who turns his life upside down. It's not really that at all. And again, the two, three key performances are just phenomenal. I read somewhere that Vicky Krieps said she never met Daniel Day-Lewis until the day that the film stopped filming. Because he was
in character the whole time.
Yeah, and it's a kind of insufferable character, so poor woman.
Yeah, that would have been brutal.
Yeah.
I feel like on some level it's about creativity, maybe, and how being creative isn't necessarily fun for the people around you.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And it's also, it can be encouraged by the people around you who make money off it, and so you kind of become a little bit of a monster.
Yeah, yeah. But Paul Thomas Anderson film, always worth, you know, always an event, and this has been nominated for a bunch of Oscars and stuff, so go check that out. Also out this week is a film called Molly's Game. I think it's got nominated for a screenplay Oscar. It's the film directing debut of Aaron Sorkin, noted screenwriter.
Yeah, West Wing, what else has he done? Just everything where people talk very quickly using multisyllabic words whilst walking down a hallway.
Yeah, the walk and talk.
Yeah, that's him.
He wrote that Steve Jobs film as well.
He did too.
And a few other things, A Few Good Men. And I have not seen Molly's Game. I want to see it. It's based on a true story. A woman wrote a book about her experiences running poker games in Hollywood, and it was just kind of about her life and getting mixed up in that world. Michael Cera is in it, playing a Hollywood star that is not based, apparently is inspired by Ben Affleck.
Oh, really? I was wondering about that.
But unofficially and not named or anything.
Yeah. Until now,
yeah,
libel. Thanks, Fabian.
Alleged something or other. I mean, he was in that whole poker world, wasn't he?
Definitely. I think
he's got bigger problems than that now.
Oh yeah, no shit. BFM alumni Paul Cassidy wrote a review of Molly's Game for flicks.co.nz, and he gave it 3 out of 5 stars. But it also contains the sentence, "I nearly walked out." So curious.
Okay. Well, he's a noted contrarian from way back, so that makes sense.
It's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, no, I'm interested to see this. Jessica Chastain in the lead, she's always good value.
Yeah.
There is a New Zealand film coming out this week called Broken, which is a gang drama that looks really interesting from the trailer. I haven't heard much about it apart from that. Yeah, that's playing quite a few cinemas, so I'm very keen to sort of see how that goes down.
I've just heard word from our news and editorial director that Broken is produced by a church. Is that right, Lily?
Yes, so it's a film made by City Impact Church.
Is it?
I've seen it.
Really?
Shit.
Yes, and I'm into
it. Wow.
the director today.
Well, it's got themes of forgiveness and stuff, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the can I talk about it?
Yeah, go for it.
The idea of the film is that it's about gangs in the East Coast, set in Gisborne, I believe, and it's about a man who was basically one of the leaders of one of the patches, and then he left because he drunk drove and he killed his wife in the accident. His daughter spent many years angry at him, blaming him, and then one day she joined a church youth group and she found a way to forgive him.
Right.
And then the beginning of the film is her getting shot by another. Yes.
So.
It looks intense in the trailer.
It is, and I struggled with it a little bit, in the sense that there's quite heavy God themes.
Right.
But again, I guess it is drawing attention to some pretty heavy issues, and
So if you can look past the obvious place its funding came from, is there also some community stories and shining a light and things? Oh, well, thank you, Lillian.
You're welcome.
It's important also to realise, I think, that many great films throughout history have been driven by, Christian and God themes. You know, it's not necessarily a reason to write a film off.
Right.
No.
Ahead
not
of
all.
Time. That's an interesting
knowing.
To note.
Yes.
No. Awesome. Thank you.
And I certainly think if the church is putting their money into something that goes towards the community, then surely that's what the money's supposed to be, right?
For sure. All right. Well, thank you, Lillian. Yeah. Also, thank you, Fabian. We've covered three super intriguing films. And
yes,
maybe we can talk about Molly's Game when you have seen it next week.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much, Sarah. Have a wonderful rest of your week.
You too. Bye, Fabian.
See you later.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.